Thanks for joining us as we commemorate the 20th anniversary of Katrina and celebrate the spirit of New Orleans and the fact that here we are 20 years later and there is a here, here, and that we are continuing to triumph in so many ways while also acknowledging and handling the challenges. I'm Dave Cohen along with Newell Norman, joined now by Jane Cooper, French Quarter Management District. What is your title?
Chair of the board.
Chair of the board of the French Quarter Management District. And we are here in the French Quarter. Quickly, 20 years later, how are we doing in the French Quarter?
I think we're doing very well in the French Quarter. I mean, if you remember back to Katrina, and I was here for Katrina in the Garden District at the time, but stayed for the hurricane, you remember those images of people, residents in the French Quarter, steadfast in their resolve to stay through all of the changes that happened thereafter. But right now, I think the French Quarter is very alive and well.
Always a challenge, the balance, right? Business, commercial, residential, all add their own unique flavor to that community.
Absolutely. Think about Bourbon Street. I mean, if Bourbon Street has its issues, and we continue to try to make it as safe as possible, and it's very safe right now, but if you didn't have Bourbon Street in the French Quarter, you wouldn't have the French Quarter. So that's some of the balance that we have to figure out a way to work our way through and improve.
We've been talking about important symbols being key to the recovery. We had to have the Superdome reopen. We had to have the Saints come back. We had to know that Mardi Gras was coming back. We had to also know that without the French Quarter, what is New Orleans? So the French Quarter had to come back and strong. What were the challenges in making sure that the French Quarter would continue, that it would have the investment necessary to be successful and still retain what makes it the French Quarter for 300 years?
Right. Well, I think it goes back to the businesses and residents that you mentioned earlier. The French Quarter has such a unique mix of those two entities and always has since the beginning. You had shops on the first floor and people living above their shops. Small business is key to the French Quarter. We don't have chains here. We have shops that residents and tourists want to visit and support, and the residents have to be part of the fabric. I live in the French Quarter and have for the last 14 years for the second time, and I tell you, every morning we walk our dogs, and it's like your friends are everywhere.
You know, you absolutely love that about it, but as we always talk about the draw, It really is the French Quarter, right? It is a reflection of having so many different influences, whether it's the Portuguese, the Spanish, the French, the English, you know.
Italian, let's not forget about them.
The Italian, and others. And it's that jambalaya that makes it so unique. And I'm sure over this past week, you've talked to a lot of folks that live in your community.
Yes.
What are they saying about the 20th anniversary of Katrina?
You know, we had Ida not too long ago that was on the exact same date.
4 years ago today, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that people that were here for Ida that were also here for Katrina, it was incredible, and I was one of those people as well. So to think that kind of power can wreak the kind of destruction that it did. But what the French Quarter is there are a lot of good things happening. We have Lycée Français, which just came back to the French Quarter with the school, with children, with parents walking their children to school. Those children are coming from all over the surrounding neighborhoods. So things like that, I think, make a big difference. And of course, French Quarter Management District supports collaborative law enforcement here. We've got the Supplemental Police Patrol. We've got the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office. And now we have some of the state police as well that are integrated, not only working on crime, but also quality of life issues, which are very important to all of us.
French Quarter was fortunate that it is higher ground.
Yeah.
As long as the Mississippi River levees hold, the French Quarter didn't have to worry about the severe flooding that much of the rest of the city suffered. But the French Quarter cannot exist as an island amongst 80% of the rest of New Orleans underwater. So what were the concerns and challenges that had to be overcome in the days, weeks, and months after Katrina to make sure the French Quarter could continue to survive and thrive?
I think infrastructure was at the top of the list, really for the whole city, but for the French Quarter, and getting visitors back. So there was so much press internationally that there was a big campaign and a successful campaign, come back to New Orleans, you know, and getting conventions back here, having the hotels open, having some of our famous restaurants, the musicians who didn't have the safety net that a lot of us did have, getting that culture back and having people come and spend money here was critical. We are the economic engine that really drives the state of Louisiana, French Quarter.
From a business perspective, I was reading an article the other day about how many businesses the city of Chicago has lost. And I mean, it was a huge number. And I guess that's a reflection and emblematic of societal ills that are going on there. It seems to me in the French Quarter, we probably have more today than we had prior to Katrina.
I'd have to look at the data. I don't know for sure.
It feels that way, though.
Between the corner bars and all the fabulous restaurants came back. You've got some new places like Fives on Jackson Square, which is right. A great little cocktail bar and restaurant. So it's good to see people, entrepreneurs, that want to take a chance and be in the French Quarter, and hopefully the economics can work for them. And that's all about getting the customers to visit their places.
We've talked about silver linings with the storm. Obviously, we never would wish to have another storm. And if we could have not had that one, that would be our preference. But we shouldn't also ignore the fact that you talked about the post-Katrina campaign and the old phrase, no publicity is bad publicity. The world learned more about New Orleans from Katrina in a very short time than it had in a long, long time before that. And I know we'll talk more with Kelly Schultz about this next half hour, but the French Quarter definitely, we have twice the tourism now that we had before Katrina. And that has to be one of the silver linings, that people learned about, whether it was through their, and now we're sympathetic for and wanted to help New Orleans recover and rebuild, or they just learned what an amazing city that everyone talked about needed to be saved. Well, why does it need to be saved? Let's go see it for ourselves. Whatever the reasons, more people than ever now visit New Orleans. And that's good for the French Quarter.
Absolutely, because people don't visit New Orleans without visiting the French Quarter. So, you know, depending on what you look at, 18 to 19 million visitors a year. And crime is at its lowest level. You know, we're working on some of the infrastructure things like streetlights and street markings and all of the things that make a city sparkle. Let's not forget sanitation. We've got the best sanitation services, I think, in the world. So
it's interesting, and I guess it probably started in the aftermath of Katrina as a concerted effort and a collaborative effort of the residents here coming together, creating not only the French Quarter Management District, but the some other French mm-hmm. Quarter associations, in making sure that they have that their voice is heard.
Absolutely. Right. And the residents here, you know, there's a resident that lives half time in Colorado and half time in New Orleans. And then there's the resident that lives full time in New Orleans. And we need them both. But I think the full time residents really are so proud of what we have and wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
The dominoes we keep talking about that had to fall in just the right order. It was tough for a long time after Katrina because the city wasn't really open for business. As much as we wanted the world to think we were ready, we were still pumping water out weeks after the storm. We were still trying to get schools open months after the storm. There was a lot that made it very difficult. Was there ever a time that you feel you or others in the French Quarter lost hope, that thought maybe we can't do this?
I'm not sure losing hope, but as you recall, there were a lot of people trying to figure out, quote, how to rebuild New Orleans. Now, the French Quarter was never a neighborhood that was at risk of not being rebuilt, but, you know, it's an integrated community. So, as you said earlier, New Orleans is not an island. It's dependent on a lot of things with the rest of the city has to support. So what personally frustrated me is when I heard people from other places saying, you shouldn't rebuild New Orleans. And you said to yourself, what are they saying? I mean, this is the most unique historical city in the United States of America. That's just someone from Milwaukee, Wisconsin that doesn't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
After the storm and all the criticism of the Bush administration, the president does come to New Orleans. And where does he choose to address the country but Jackson Square? Right here, feet from where we're sitting right now. Now, I know there was some frustration because they brought in these engineers and everybody else to restore power to Jackson Square for the president's speech, because you had to be able to see St. Louis Cathedral in the background when the president was addressing the people of the world. And so now here's this shining, beaming light. Jackson Square has electricity. They flipped a switch and everything came back on. The lines were re-energized. But then the president finishes his speech. He gets on the mini aircraft carrier, takes the helicopter out of town, and
yeah,
they turn the switch back off. That had to be quite a up and down moment.
Well, certainly I think that moment and the famous statement, "Good job, Brownie," which everyone in the country certainly heard, and those people that lived in New Orleans were not happy with. We had weak leadership, and that made it more difficult too at the national level, at the state level, and at the local level. It was difficult to get, I think, having lived through it, people to really lead us out of this challenge that we were in. We managed it, and I think the business people through the whole city of New Orleans had a lot to do with that.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt.
There are challenges now, though.
Yeah.
Insurance rates.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans is still losing. In fact, in the last 5 years, has started more dramatically losing population instead of building it in the aftermath of Katrina. And there are questions, what does the future hold? And can New Orleans continue its post-Katrina momentum? When we get together 5 years from now for the 25th anniversary, and hopefully we don't have to do this before that again, because this is a lot for us. But 5 years from now, are we going to be growing? Are we going to be moving back in the right direction? Is there hope for the future that all the work that everyone did to get us to this point will not be for nothing?
It's a good question. I think, again, it comes to leadership, and it comes to people having hope for the community and communication. Let's talk about how do we make not only the French Quarter but the whole city of New Orleans a place that people want to live in, work in, and spend their lives in.
Yeah, you know, it's incredible to me when we talk about leadership separate and apart from the storm. Your comments earlier, street lights.
Right.
Say no more. There's an article in the paper the other day. We can't keep up with the maintenance of the street lights because we don't have the money. We don't have the budget. Where are the priorities? How are they set? What are we going to deliver for the taxpaying citizens of this city and setting those priorities appropriately before we start spending money on any social, program or otherwise? There are basic things that have to happen in a community, and when they don't happen, that's why you see out migration. And thankfully for the French Quarter, it's interesting, in Katrina, I can't tell you how many times we looked at the map in the aftermath of what flooded and what didn't. And the people that settled here in the 1600s,
They knew what they were doing.
Those were the same areas that didn't flood. Right. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, Canal Street flooded at, right by the interstate there.
Sure.
And you just crossed over and there it was.
Yeah. Right. And through the Garden District and, all the way.
And, of course, the French Quarter.
No flooding.
Right.
Yeah. And, of course, the French Quarter.
The French Quarter.
And, when you think back of all the storms that hit here, the French Quarter has been really resilient and being able to survive. As old as these structures are,
some of them 300 years old.
Yes.
They have stood the test of time. They have stood the test of storms. They have stood the test of just about everything.
That's why we have to make sure we keep it growing and alive and well.
No
Jake
doubt.
Cooper, French Quarter Management District Chairperson. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Let's celebrate the things that we can.
Absolutely. And have a great Labor Day weekend.
You as well. And Southern Decadence. We should celebrate that. That makes us unique.
Absolutely. This weekend in New Orleans, in the French Quarter.
In the French Quarter.
On Sunday.
Got to get this rain out of here.
Sunday looks great. Monday looks even better. Thank you, Jane. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He's Neil Norman. I'm Dave Cohen. We're back to talk more about that doubling of tourism spending and visitors in New Orleans as one of the silver linings in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. When we come back, Kelly Schultz will join us here on the Newell Norman Show on WWL.